Charlie Crist is attacking Governor Rick Scott's record on education, notably targeting budget cuts of more than $1 billion under Scott's watch. Crist says this policy has crippled Florida's schools.
There's no way you can do that and have a bright future for Florida. It has caused many of our schools to have to cut back teacher layoffs. It's cut back on education programs. It's cut back on sports programs throughout the state. Sun Elementary Schools, Longwood has been closed in Seminole County. These things are happening all over Florida because of these cuts.
But while cutting education spending was an early Scott policy, he has since restored that funding. Crist is orchestrating his event around a big yellow school bus, a rolling metaphor he'll be riding through the state. But he was upstaged somewhat by his opposition. Crist arrived to fanfare both positive and negative and delivered prepared statements flanked by supporters holding signs. They held them high so the news cameras wouldn't see the opponent's signs right behind them. Nan Rich supporters showed up in costume, one wearing a feather suit and a duck mask, holding a sign reading, "Stop ducking Nan Rich." Crist has repeatedly refused to debate Rich, a challenger for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination. This Rich supporter was joined by three others wearing prison stripes and inmate placards with the names of former Crist allies convicted of wrongdoing. Fort Walton Beach Republican Representative Matt Gaetz also made an appearance to contradict Crist's claims. But this was tricky, as Crist, a former Republican, worked with many of the same lawmakers still around today. For example, Scott's lieutenant governor was Speaker of the House during Crist's administration, and Gaetz's father, current Senate President Don Gaetz, was a powerful member of the state legislature. Gaetz, like Crist, stepped into the realm of hyperbole, questioning the idea of home rule popular with both parties to say Crist is bad for teachers.
Teachers didn't get a raise under Charlie Crist. Charlie Crist allowed school districts to do what they wanted, and in many circumstances, they frittered away money that should have gone into the pockets of teachers to be able to spend on administrivia. Governor Scott mandated that that money go to the pockets of teachers, and he put his money where
Crist, before jumping the Republican ship, vetoed a controversial anti-tenure law despised by the state's teachers union, something Scott later approved. In the coming weeks, candidates will continue the attack, promising a further blurring of the line between reality and rhetoric. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.